Let's check in with our guide to the world of tech, Recode. Recode writers Walt Mossberg and Don Chmielewski got a rare opportunity to go behind the doors of the company Foxconn at its South China facility in Shenzhen. Foxconn is one of the world's largest contract manufacturers. It's responsible for making products including the iPhone and the Amazon Kindle. The Taiwanese company came under scrutiny, though, in 2010 after a number of factory workers committed suicide. And a 2012 Pulitzer Prize-winning investigation exposed some of the harshest working conditions in the world. Of course, there was also an episode of This American Life that had to be retracted for its inaccurate portrayal of those working conditions. Joining us from Washington is Walt Mossberg, co-executive editor of Recode. Walt, welcome.
Glad to be here.
And what was your impression of this Foxconn factory that you visited in South China?
Well, I have to give a disclaimer first. We were not allowed to see the actual production line or to interview workers. We were granted access and a kind of a guided tour by a Foxconn official, which was unusual, and we were glad to have it. But we did not. I cannot talk to you about the working conditions because we just weren't allowed to see it.
Well, do you think you got an accurate portrayal of what was going on there?
I think we got an accurate portrayal of kind of the external view of the place, some of the place. And let me just to give listeners a sense. This is a company that employs over a million people and over 100,000 at this one facility we were at. It's more than a square mile, this one facility. They have 29 of these so-called campuses, factory campuses around China. And we saw some of it. And they were trying to show us obviously the most attractive or the most beneficial parts of it.
Right.
But you couldn't help in going down these streets and seeing things like shops and soccer fields and swimming pools here and there. You couldn't help but see the factory buildings, at least from the outside, which were very, they were kind of old and rough-looking places.
Well, what did you learn?
I didn't get inside.
Yeah. Well, what did you learn about Foxconn then that you didn't already know from this trip?
Well, what I learned a number of things. They, first of all, are interested in improving their image, which might not surprise you. But for a long time, they wouldn't talk to Western media, and they have taken some steps under pressure from the people who have pressured Apple and other companies. It's important as you said that Apple isn't their only customer. So for instance, we were shown a shiny building where they have a suicide prevention hotline. We saw the barriers on the roofs to prevent people who might impulsively want to jump off. We saw a movie theater and a cafe and an internet a cafe set up where people can play video games. We saw, just not a suicide hotline. In addition to the suicide hotline, other kinds of worker support where for any reason, anything happens, bad, good, just indifferent, a worker could call and get advice.
So they showed you a lot of things that they would obviously want you to see. But I wonder, do you think that if there were pressure from U.S. consumers, and doesn't look like it based on iPhone sales and sales of other items, but if there were pressure, would Foxconn actually change working conditions and bring them up to the standard that Americans would expect of factories here in this country?
I doubt it. They have raised wages. They have limited overtime. They've done a bunch of things. But to imagine that they would go all the way to the kind of working conditions in a typical factory in the United States in 2015, I just seriously doubt it. I think you have to take it in the context of the society and of what's expected in China.
Walt Mossberg, co-executive editor at Recode. We can link you to more about his trip to Foxconn's factory in South China at our website, hereandnow.org. Walt, thank you so much.
Thank you.